Okay, good morning, everyone. And yeah, we figured this might be a way to, let's say, answer some of these questions that I know a lot of you have, because I get some emails every now and again, and they always are prefaced with, oh, this seems like probably a silly question or whatever. Now, I know a lot of people are interested, I think, in why the weather does what it does, and so that's what this is about. So if you've got questions about upper levels, don't understand jet streams, don't understand 500 millibar, don't understand 700 millibar, whatever, just go ahead and ask them. We'll probably address it the next day to give me a chance to do a little bit better preparation. But I think it would be kind of fun. Folks will learn a little bit more. And the whole idea behind this is so that when you do your own forecasting, you'll be better. And that's the whole purpose of the weather at Gulf Harbor Radio. We spend so much time talking about these features with the aim so that when we're not around or you're in some other part of the world, you know what to look for and how to do it and whatnot. Okay. Anyhow, upper levels haven't changed enough today to actually repeat the situation from yesterday. So those of you that were paying attention then, really not much has happened. So I'm going to get right into the weather for the Brett area of New Zealand, because we've got a number of boats that did leave yesterday, and we have boats that are leaving today. And in general, the surface ridge over New Zealand, it strengthens today. So expect southeast winds about 25 knots, and they're strong. They're going to be gusting to 35, but easing by lunchtime. So that's good news. They'll be around the 15 knot mark by lunch. Now, there's going to be cloudy periods, occasional showers, and so forth. Now, the weather is going to turn cloudy on Wednesday. The next front that's arriving is going to be on its way, of course, and that's going to be Wednesday into Thursday. So expect rain at night for Wednesday. Winds by the time Thursday shows up, we're going to be looking at northwest 30. And usually when fronts are arriving, the wind backs considerably. And so we normally get northeast to northwest winds. And that's what's going to happen. Then they'll shift once it passes to the southwest, and that'll be about 25 knots, and it's going to be cold. Yep, cold. We have plenty of wood here to burn in the old fireplace. So rain and cold for Thursday. Now, seas, for those that have left, you're going to be looking at 4 to 4.5 meters, about 80 miles north of North Cape. So don't be surprised about that. The wind has been blowing very, very strongly from that complex low system that's to the east. In fact, winds are in the neighborhood of 40 knots in that system. You're not going to get that, but that's what they are at the center of the depression. So that's kicking up quite a bit of sea. Now, winds on the passage route today, they're going to be southeast, 25 knots up to 30 south. Now, tomorrow, you're looking at south-southeast up to about 20 knots. So they are going to ease just a little bit by tomorrow. And that was the whole idea. But the front, the front is there. So you're going to run into it. It's going to be over New Zealand, of course, on Thursday. And it's going to lie just to the west of New Caledonia, where the winds there are going to be northeast. But anyhow, if you are going west of the rum line to New Cal, the winds are going to back pretty rapidly from the southeast to the east to the northeast. But if you're just heading on the rum line or a little bit east, you're going to be in pretty good shape. You will plow into the front at about 30 south on Thursday. These are the boats that have left. So anyhow, if you are going to Fiji or Tonga, and you're at 30 south, I think you're going to be okay with southerly winds. I think there were one or two boats that were leaving. I believe it was Tonga. So they'll be okay with southerlies. Now, by Friday, the front looks like it's going to lose its identity and get absorbed into the building ridge. This is a big high, and it would appear that the front is just going to be absorbed That's very good news. We'll see if that happens. Usually we get residual cloud from the remains of the front. And of course that will be some squally conditions, but at least the major part of the front looks like will be gone. So at 25 south, this is Friday, expect southerly quadrant winds, and the same for Saturday as well. So those that were brave enough and took off or are taking off today, it's going to be looking good as the week rolls on into Saturday. Winds near NewCal on Saturday are going to be southeasterlies. They'll be about 20 to 25 knots. Now, the reason they're that strong, well, the high is strong for one thing, but there is a polar dip that's occurring in this ridge, and that's over the Queensland coast, and that's going to be compressing the isobars near New Caledonia. So that's going to be one of the main reasons for the increase in wind. Now, for those of you that are still in New Zealand that didn't go and aren't going, the weekend may be the next window. Saturday is going to bring southwest very cold winds, about 25 knots. And again, these are all part of that very large high that's entering the Tasman at this point. So the islands, what's going on up there? Satellite imagery, well, there's plenty of cloud about, but there's also many, many fine breaks. So there's a lot of blue sky and sunshine as well. Now, the trough over Fiji has mostly drifted north, but residual cloud does remain. And that's more or less the same thing for Tonga. The trough there lies to the north, but still there's leftover cloud over the group. Now, on the passage route itself, there are plenty of buildups, even though we have a ridge, due to the temperature differentials and the fact that we do have an inversion layer, usually in a ridge in the sublatitudes, we are going to see buildups there. And that means watch out for nighttime squalls. There's enough cloud to create some havoc there. So anyhow, today's major cloud band in the tropics runs right through Tuvalu, or Tuvalu, and then it cuts right through Samoa. It brushes over Niue, and then it goes on off to the southern coast. So, looking out now, about a week from today, we may see the continuation of a very nice broad high. And this is the high that, again, it's just entering the Tasman now. It looks like it's going to be with us for a while. And, like I said, it's making its grand entrance into the Tasman sort of today. And by the way, I'm using ECMWF. I'm using that model for today's frogs, if that's of any interest to you. Okay, now taking a look at Tonga. As I said, the very, very slow-moving trough still has a bit of an effect on the group, although the main disturbance has moved north. So anyhow, expect cloudy periods there. There'll be some scattered showers, otherwise it's going to be quite fine. Now, there is a fairly heavy southwest swell coming in over the group, so be careful of that. I think I mentioned near New Zealand we're looking at 4.5 meters. Well, it's not going to be that high in Tonga, but there will be some pretty good-sized swells coming in, so just be aware of that. So the wind forecast for today, that involves southwest winds. That'll be about 15 knots in Babao, a little closer to 20 for the Hapais as the day rolls on. And these southwest winds are going to continue into Wednesday, 15 to 20 knots. And then they're going to turn southerly on Thursday, and they'll be in the 20 knot range. Now, Fiji is looking a little better on satellite imagery, plenty of sun, but also some areas that have got persistent cloud, and that's due to the leftover trough. I think Manoa Labu's got a bit of cloud there, according to Southern Cross. Now, the general wind flow over the entire group is going to be southerly quadrant. And again, watch out for the swell conditions, over the next few days in Fiji as well. Radar this morning, that was at 5:30. That does show scattered showers. These are mainly over the southern half of the group, over the southern half. So those of you that are in the northern bits, didn't see any shower indications at all this morning. Okay, so conditions, actual conditions at 6 a.m., Nandi easterlies 5, scattered at 3,000, barometer 1013. They had a low temperature of 16 degrees C. That's quite amazing. Suva, northwest winds 5 knots, scattered at about 2,200. And barometer also 1013. And the temperature there was 17 in Suva. So the wind forecast for today is going to be mostly south-southwest. Now, you are mostly reporting southeast-south-southeast. And I see that early this morning. But I think you're going to find that changing by the time noon rolls around. And into the afternoon. So Taviuni to Coral Island, south-southwest 15, Vanua Balavu, south to south-southwest about 15, southern Lao, southwest 15, Kindavu 10 to 15 southwest, and Yasawa's southerly 15. Now later this afternoon, all of those 15 knot winds I think are going to pick up to about 20 knots. Tomorrow, Taviuni to Koro, southerlies 15 to 20. Vanua Balavu, the same thing. Same thing for southern Lao and Kindavu. Yasawa's southeast about 15. But the afternoon on Wednesday, I think almost all of those areas I mentioned should see close to 20 knots. Okay, now the situation for Vanuatu, area finds a very broad ridge over the group. This is the new high that's entering the Tasman. The northern group may find itself under cloudy skies. I remember we had a trough there. Anyhow, expect some brief showers up there. The southern group, I think, is going to fare a little bit better. There's just some scattered clouds showing on the satellite. Plenty of sun about, so it should be pretty nice. Now, winds today, looking at southeast to south-southeast, about 15 to 20. A little bit stronger for Anishim up to Aramango. Wednesday, expect southeast 20 nearly everywhere over the group. And New Caledonia, that's got plenty of sun. There's a bit of scattered cloud about, normal stuff. Winds in the southern lagoon, southeast getting up to 20 knots. And tomorrow, expect a shift to the east. So we'll have easterlies about 15 to 20 knots for the southern lagoon. So pretty nice conditions. So hopefully everybody has some fun there. So that's the end of what I've got. And anybody that wants to fire off with a few what they may think are silly questions but are not, feel free. If you don't want to do it on the radio, just send it in on an email. Or if you're doing the streaming, drop it on that, and I'll take a look at them and handle them tomorrow. So here's Patricia.
Okay, any questions? And we've heard from Roundabout and Vianney, 5 to 10 knots south-southeast, 1013. Clear skies with a bit of build-up in the southwest direction. They're there with Sequoia. So, code blue, you'll have some company when you get there. Anybody with anything, please call. Well, there's a couple there, and one was on top of the other. I think it was Another Adventure. Was that you, Frank, over?
That's Roger. Have another adventure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple with my satellite connection, so I couldn't send in the information, but I'll give you my suggestion.
Okay. another adventure on their way west, 1733-17530 east, 5 knots west, 40% cloud cover, south-southeast 12, 2 metres seas from the south. Actually, that's reasonably high. When's your ETA, over?
Probably Thursday night. Over.
Thursday night. Got it. Alrighty. And you would have heard the forecast there anyway. Sounds pretty decent conditions. Over.
Very good conditions. I'm not sure if I read my
Okay, I'll correct that, 1753. Yep, got that. Actually, good clear radio signal, so I'll put that in the system for those that are following you. Okay, clear with another adventure. There was another quite strong station. Who was that? Leah, I think. Leah, go ahead.